Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Donnie, you're a fan of early 2000s alternative rock, right?
Yeah, I think what some people would categorize as divorced dad rock these days.
Oh, man.
Who's the band that sings the song, "If I Go Crazy, Then Will
Three
You
Doors
Still
Down"?
Yeah, Kryptonite.
Superman.
Three Doors Down.
If all I'm right. Alive, well, will you be there holding my hand?
So consider this the Three Doors Down special here. The Steelers do have Eagles Kryptonite on their team.
Hold on, let me think of who it would be.
They have the Eagles Kryptonite. Like who was the bad guy that found out? Lex Luthor.
Yeah, he looked like me, bald guy.
How did Lex Luthor find out that Superman died the second he touched Kryptonite?
Well, he doesn't die when he loses all. He loses his power. He becomes like a regular guy.
He goes
guy.
Back to being Clark Kent.
He's a regular ass dude. I feel like Lex is a genius level human who like stumbles into it or figures it out somehow, and then people from Krypton.
Oh, that was a planet.
Well, that was General Zod, I think. I'm not a big Superman guy, but he's the one Superman fights.
Donnie, do you rate General Zod ahead of General So on your all-time
No shot. He's ahead of the General
So.
Well,
Zod gets beat the same way Superman gets beat. They just put this green rock in front of him, and he turns into a complete wuss.
But didn't General Zod come from the planet where they made
Krypton.
And people from Krypton were allergic to Kryptonite? That had to suck. It was probably ubiquitous up there on Krypton.
Great question. You know, I don't know. It has to be, though.
Anyways.
Yes.
So the Steelers have Eagles Kryptonite.
What is it?
Donnie, do you know what it is or who it is?
I can't think of who you're talking about here.
It's the guy that we met 2 days ago. And I can talk about that now that the picture's out there.
Yeah, the picture is out there.
Mr. Unlimited.
You know who's, by the way, more in the foreground and featured in that picture than anybody else?
You.
Oh, ballsy.
Well, people that we all posted that picture of us meeting him 2 days ago at that ribbon cutting event. And one of the main characters is the guy with the Grinch tie.
Giannotti said that you guys got to work on your crop
game. Who's mean mugging us?
Yeah, somebody said...
Donnie, have you seen the picture of us with Russ and Sierra?
Yeah, I can't think of the guy, though. I have to go back and look.
So if you go... there's a gentleman in, like, the left side of the frame, Donnie.
He looks like a hard-ass seventh-grade
You know who he looks like?
Remember
the guy in The Last Dance who beats Jordan and does his little hand flip? He's
that guy's
mean older brother. Because he just looks like he's ready to throw down.
Yeah, he looks like he's pissed at us for taking a picture with Russ and his wife.
The best meme that came of it was somebody put... just cut off Russ, Sierra, and me, and it's just you and that guy. And above that guy with that angry stare is Pittsburgh sports fans, and then in your, like, the bubble on you just says, Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice.
Oh, did that, Caleb?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yes.
That's got Caleb's handiwork written all over it, one of our favorite listeners. Yeah, so it's Russ. Listen to these stats for Russell Wilson against the Eagles. He is 6-0 all-time against them, including a playoff win. Five of those games, well, hold on, before I get to the games, 9 touchdowns, 1 interception in those 6 games against them. And then in 5 of those games, so 5 out of 6, he had 30 or more pass attempts. So he wasn't just along for the ride. He was slinging that thing around the link and beating the Eagles with his right arm. 6-0, 9 touchdowns, 1 pick.
Let me ask you
big pass attempt numbers in all of them.
Let me ask you something.
Where he
seriously
was the man, not Marshawn Lynch, not sure the run game, not the defense, not the Legion of Boom. He was making it happen.
I do think it's different when it's a quarterback, because a quarterback's skills are transferable, and most good offenses that have a great quarterback take on the identity of that quarterback. In fact, they all do. So it transfers a little bit. But realistically, how much stock do you put in the idea that, like, a guy like Russ is, quote-unquote, their kryptonite or, like, an ace in the hole?
Gives me a little bit of hope, and I'll tell you why. Because I do think there are situations with players at that position where they are defeated going into a certain venue or playing a certain team before the game even starts.
Do you think Ben had any of those?
And, yeah, I do. That's what I was just going to bring up. I've talked to Ben about games in Philadelphia. I think Ben had the sense that something bad was going to happen every time he went there. He told Ron and I once, I don't even know if this was on the air or off, but I don't think he ever said off the record, so I feel comfortable bringing it up. When they lost that game in 08, I think he invited Kiesel over his house, and they had a fire. And he said, we, like, killed a 18-pack. And after I got 3 or 4 beers in, I just said to him, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Like, this game effed me up, and I got beat up so bad, I'm really not sure I want to keep doing this football thing.
And that was in, like, it was in such, like, a physical prime of his career.
It was such a deflating game, and he got devoured and destroyed so
much.
Now,
do you think by, like, beers 7, 8, and 9, he was back to, like, you know what? We are going to F and win this whole thing.
It made him.
Right. Yeah, by beer 10, he was actually throwing post patterns.
It made him question his football mortality.
Well, they bludgeoned him in that particular
game. And then the other side of it. Okay, so then another game, I think, is Ben going into Foxborough.
I think Ben and Tomlin both went in there.
I think their antennas were up. They thought that they were going to get screwed over.
Well, that's what I thought you were going to say first. That's what I thought you were going to say first. Tomlin has that same kryptonite factor, too.
And then the inverse of that is, I think Ben always assumed when he went to Cleveland he was going to play great and they were going to win. Or Cincinnati, he loved going to those Ohio teams because that's where he was from. And especially with the Browns, he felt like they should have drafted him, and he always wanted to get revenge for that.
Sure.
So I thought he went in there with uber confidence in those games. So if you only have great history somewhere, when you have the ball in your hands on every
stands
play,
the reason you assume good things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And if you have bad history, it's tough for you to imagine.
There's no intimidation factor for Russ going into Philadelphia and dealing with those hooligans on Sunday. Apparently he's a guy that thrives in those situations.
I mean,
maybe he gets up for it. There are athletes out
when
there.
When he turns into Robot Russ, that's probably a good thing where he just blocks it all
Russ
out. Yep. Well, that's one of his Pro Football Reference listed nicknames. Are you aware? Much like Tom Brady is somehow Pharaoh, and we very amusingly found out that Daryl is one of Sidney Crosby's nicknames, and a real one, Robot Russ is one of his nicknames on there.
We got to touch a Robot Russ, I felt, on Tuesday with him.
I felt
we got to dab a Robot Russ.
I'm going to tell you something about that interaction. Now, you were facing him, so I didn't really have a chance to say, like, hi in the proper way.
I went right in with an icebreaker, and that
ice
did
not
break. Away.
Yeah, there was no chipping away. You needed a bigger sledge.
Those Arctic glaciers aren't melting, man.
I got to be honest with you,
Global warming didn't do anything to them.
I'm pretty sure he had just come from Children's Hospital. That was their previous stop. He
which
does
I
a ton of the hospital
I give
visits.
Him nothing but love for that,
which
man
is awesome. He goes and sees some of the sickest kids in the city and brightens their day, which I think is terrific. He and Sierra both. The scene we walked into was like a mob scene of kids. And I would imagine if you've had a fairly long day, and the day was kind of winding down for him, which it was, I feel like you'd be starting to head towards sort of autopilot mode. But what struck me was he went for an icebreaker, and usually your icebreakers are money.
Yeah.
You're like the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Steelers of getting people to start chatting up, and you know what? Maybe it's a good sign.
Yeah, I just did not. Maybe you're right. He's hyper-focused on this game.
I said hi, Sierra, right to her face and was worried that I had, like, bad breath because we had eaten a little food, like, an hour prior.
Raising canes.
I think I got a high back. I don't even remember because the whole situation moved very quickly. I think I got, like, a high.
Well, I know someone that went out with them once, like, at a Super Bowl function event,
mm-hmm.
and thought that Sierra was so personable that he thought if she were single and he had asked her out on a date, she would have said yes.
She definitely said, I said, hi, Sierra, and she said, hi. And then, like, but she was, again, moving a million miles an hour. That is a hell of a skill to have, to be that affable like that as somebody who's pretty famous.
Donnie, do you like, does it give you a little bit of hope here and belief? Russell Wilson's great play against the Eagles over the years. What do you think?
I mean, anything can really help because we know how bad the Steelers' history is there. And I know we date back and we laugh about, okay, well, they haven't won there since 1965. And, you know, how relevant is it that they haven't won in that stadium since the Beatles were playing concerts at Shea Stadium? I mean, the fact is that they normally go in there, not only do they lose, and you guys kind of insinuated to it, not only do they lose these games, they normally get beat up. And there have been good Steeler teams that have gone in there and that have gotten beaten up.
Donnie, I'm sorry. There's something
surreal happening here.
Belichick's being introduced as the North Carolina coach right now, and instead of holding up a jersey like a player would do at one of these conferences,
they have a cutoff.
No, they have a cutoff hoodie, Chris.
Oh, they did?
I'm watching it right now.
The athletic director has a cutoff suit jacket.
Yeah, cutoff suit jacket.
Are you kidding me?
This is a circus right here.
And now the camera's like very zoomed in on him. This looks like a mess.
Yeah, we're a few minutes behind you here, or a few seconds, but yep.
He's also got to be, what is he? Oh, what is that?
UNC 38, that says. I have no idea what that means. Does that stand
is
for
he
how
the
many,
38th head coach
does
of
that
UNC
stand
football?
For how many years older he is than his current girlfriend?
No, because the number's too low.
Fair.
I think it would need to be UNC. Yeah,
probably more like
the number 43,
start with a 5,
44.
Possibly.
Donnie, to go back to this, I don't know if you feel the same way. I think usually when Pony might cite, like if he cited some random stat about the Steelers or a down-the-line player who's had success, I would normally do a typical Mulsey brush off and say, come on, what are you talking about here? I do think it's different when you have a quarterback that has a good track record against a particular team, regardless of venue, just because we know the outsized importance that's placed on that position. Like, I mean, Ben clearly went in there, not the same person that he did everywhere else just about, and if Russ really does have that good history there, it does give me a little bit of hope.
Do you think it's going to take a great game from Russ to win?
Probably.
Donnie?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be without George Pickens, too, so I think he has to have a good game.
And so I think their offensive line, the Steelers' line, has been on a steady, if kind of gradual, upward trajectory. I don't think there have been, like, leaps and bounds games where they just played, like, the Detroit offensive line and dominated. That defensive line they're playing, man, Pony, you know this.
Yeah.
That is a disruptive, fast, aggressive group.
So
Russ is going to have to be, like, getting out of the pocket, making throws on the run.
I disagree with you guys slightly. I don't think he has to play a great game. I think he has to play a mistake-free game. I think there's a formula for them to win with defense and not give Philadelphia extra possessions and set them up to win. Like, if he has an interception like he did in the Baltimore game, I think they lose. If he plays like that, they're not going to win. But I don't think he has to play like he did in Cincinnati in order for the Steelers to go there and win on Sunday.
He might have to play. Here's a take you're going to find funny. He might not have to have stats like he did in Cincinnati. I think he'll have to play better than he did in Cincinnati.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.